For years, zebra mussels have been a scourge of the Great Lakes waterways, but they too may become the victims of unwanted company, namely the quagga mussel, which appears to be a growing presence. Suzanne Pyre is a doctoral candidate with the UW-Madison Zoology Department who led the research.
For some reason, quagga mussels just seem to be doing better. They've been slower to colonize, but ultimately they seem to be the ones that are currently being more dominant in the calmer habitats. But that's not true in the habitats that have the higher water velocities.
Pyre says an educated guess based on her research suggests the difference in the mussel's ability to attach to their surrounding environment could play a role in that.
Zebra mussels might be putting more of their energy into attachment, whereas quagga mussels might be putting their energy more into growth and size. That energy that the quagga mussels might be putting into their growth rate and their final size might be one of the factors that is helping them to take over the zebra mussels in the calmer habitats of the Great Lakes.
Pyre says, however, that hypothesis hasn't been tested. The research Pyre and her colleagues carried out will be published in the next issue of the Journal of Experimental Biology. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.